The news doesn't wait. Why should you? News 92 FM.
Overcast skies on this Friday. It is 57 degrees in Houston. I'm Scott Braddock. Good morning. Thanks for listening to us. As we move into another weekend here in Southeast Texas, we do have a local celebrity, a radio talk show host, Michael Berry, who you may know from KTRH, who is having a PR problem for sure. Possibly a legal problem. There are questions about that, about whether he actually slammed into a guy's car at a gay bar in the Montrose area and then took off and split, hit and run. You can't do that, but that's under investigation, we're told. The guy who owns the car they got smashed into says that it was Michael Berry for sure. That's his word. Now, there is a video that shows Michael Berry at that bar in the Montrose right about the time that this happened. Tadaria Bennett is the guy who says that it was for sure Michael Berry who did this.
I was out here about 11:15. I was walking inside the bar, and Mr. Berry was leaving. I was at the gate over there on the patio area of the bar when I happened to look out towards the street when Mr. Berry was heading down towards Hyde Park. I thought he was going to turn right. He went straight into the intersection, put his car in reverse, came all the way back, passed up three cars. He made a good 70 feet, hit my car.
What do you make, Joe, of how Mr. Berry's handled this so far?
Well, you know, it's a real tough situation. You know, he probably is under pressure from his management. He's probably under pressure from the advertisers that support his program and essentially pay his salary. Bottom line is, in any kind of situation like this, until you come clean, if there's another side of the story, tell it. If the story is accurate as it's currently being told, tell that. You can't start the image rehabilitation process until you come clean.
Yeah, and, you know, you do have a problem, though. When you're a media figure, you know, your bosses will say, as I mentioned, you can't talk about this. We don't want you to talk about it because there could be a legal problem here. As I mentioned, you know, it's just a misdemeanor, to be completely fair, to fail and stop and give information. FSGI is the charge, you know, if that was to come about. In the meantime, a lot of times media folks, you know, your bosses will say, just don't talk about this. No reason to, no benefit to you.
And I'm sure Mr. Berry also has retained legal counsel. At least he certainly should have, and they may be telling him the same thing. And all of that is fine. However, if you're concerned about your standing, your reputation, and getting the story out there, the only way to get it out there is to tell it. Let's look at a comparison. Another talk show host, Rush Limbaugh. You know, he was accused of using drugs. There was clear evidence that he was buying drugs and doctor shopping and all that sort of thing. And he was spiraling downward to a certain extent. He then admitted a drug addiction, and he told his side of the story, and he was able to very successfully rehabilitate his image. Right. Mr. Berry really needs to do the same thing.
Yeah, is there a real PR problem for somebody who is a conservative talk show host, or in many cases, Michael Berry, I've listened to him, you know, is in many cases more of a libertarian, but is there any problem for a conservative talk show host who does make fun of homosexuals on his radio program, you know, being in a gay bar? What about the relationship with his audience?
Well, that could suffer some damage. I mean, whatever the facts are, you know, if he was just there, you know, a lot of straight people go to gay bars. And if that's the case, and if he can effectively tell the story, he's going to lose some of his audience no matter what. But he probably can rehabilitate himself. If he's a regular at gay bars because of other reasons, he needs to tell that story too. And yes, it's going to harm him with his audience potentially, or at least some segment of it that shares some degree of bigotry that he expresses on his own program. You know, when you tell the truth, you'll find people to be remarkably forgiving.
All right. Joe Householder is at Purple Strategies here in Houston. He is a PR expert and, as I mentioned, has handled crisis communications for some big names. Joe, thank you.
You're welcome.